In just a couple of months, managers across government will know how their agencies fared in the latest Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. In the meantime, the Partnership for Public Service releases some advice for getting ready and making good use of those results. Joining me with more, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Director of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership. And Mallory, is it fair to say that this upcoming survey will have been taken during the early months of the Trump administration?
That's exactly right. Good morning, Tom. So the current Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, really started in April and will be a good snapshot for incoming political leaders as well as FDSers to understand where their workforce is in these early months of the administration. And one thing that the Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte Federal Services have worked on together really for the past decade is really focusing on insights from that survey, really helping leaders use those data to understand where their workforce is and how to improve it.
And I guess the good managers, regardless of what agency they're in, should worry about this just because it's something important. If you consider it important, then you should always worry about it.
I don't know that I would worry about it. I would use it as a launching point. And, one of the things that the Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte has said over time is that, we should use it as a chance to know which questions we need to ask, that it doesn't necessarily tell you all the answers. And, that's one thing that we're trying to do with this issue brief that's going to come out tomorrow is really say, where do we go from here? Here are some specific questions that leaders can ask of their employees to really understand where are they, how can they be making things better? That the truth is every federal leader has an opportunity to improve things from where they sit. And without insights into what's affecting the workforce around them, that you can't really get better. And so what we're hoping to do with this issue brief is really give some questions, give people a starting point for those crucial conversations with their workforce, and really a chance to listen.
What are some of the questions? What's tops the list?
I don't know that there's a top of the list per se, but you have questions that come up in the FEVS that we look at every year. Things like, I'm given a real opportunity to improve my skills in the organization. Now, each agency will get a response to that question. But what we pose in the issue brief are things like asking employees, do you believe you have access to a sufficiently broad range of learning and development opportunities? Do you feel you have the support of your supervisor to take time away from your job to participate in a learning and development opportunity? These are questions that really help you get at the root of what's going on. Maybe it is that people don't feel that they have the time to participate in training. So you need to either make sure they get the time or come up with a more non-traditional approach to training and development. Or, if people don't have access to a range of training that they want to take, That's another issue, and you really need to start thinking out of the box in terms of what type of training opportunities are out there. So what we really do here is provide about 24 questions that can start those conversations.
Suppose your agency has really come up in the world and you're doing much better than you expected. Do you ask different questions than if the opposite happens?
Well, I think every agency can always get better. I always think one of the truly remarkable things about NASA is that they've always improved. And NASA has been at the top of the best places to work in the federal government rankings for the past several years. And every year, what they have done is really looked at their culture and said, how can we be better? How can we better understand the needs of our employees? And as a result, it has been a continually improving environment. We have seen agencies that have been at the top and end up a few years later at the bottom because they lose that focus on continual growth. And using questions such as the ones that we pose here really can help make sure you have that ongoing opportunity for improvement.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Director of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. And if you fall through the floor, then maybe there's something else you've got to do if there's a sudden change, say, from year to year.
Sure. So if there's a sudden change
for the worse.
Year to year, it's a chance to really look at what's going on. Now, it may be that you know what's going on, that, we've seen that federal agencies are very susceptible to specific issues, whether it's, massive changes in leadership within an agency or budget uncertainty. It may be that that's really at the root of what's going on, but it may be more subtle types of things that, through asking questions and listening to your employees, you can really get a handle on. I think the bottom line here is the notion that if you don't ask and you don't listen, you you don't know. And right now, as new political appointees are coming into the agencies, it's a really good opportunity to have those listening sessions and making sure you're understanding what's going on with your agency.
Pretty much every agency is having massive leadership changes and budget uncertainty because that's just the way the world is right now. It's like it's cloudy for everybody, or sunny, it's sunny for everybody. Do you find that over the years there is a dip in employee satisfaction in change of administration years?
Not in every case. You do see that it responds to the changes in leadership. But it's really about how that change is managed and really looking at individual leaders to manage that change successfully within their workforces.
Let's talk about a specific agency, for example, not about what the results will be, but just as a case in point for where there's vast change. And I'm thinking of the EPA. There's a whole new regime for how they will be handling chemical testing. There might be a whole new regime for how they do air and water quality policy. So there are major policy changes that are not the result of most of the managers already there, but as the result of changes in policies from the political leadership. And so how can an individual unit manager who might be doing exactly the right things he or she was doing last year, but they can't escape the larger policy environment that might be driving people's dissatisfaction?
I think what I would probably look at in those type of situations is the sense that employees feel that they have an ability to affect the issues that matter to them. So we have a category in Best Places to Work in the federal government rankings called Skills Mission Match. And this is something that has historically been very strong in that federal employees feel that they are able to make a difference, that they're able to be in an agency where they feel that they can, you know, use their skills to affect the mission of their agency. And when you talk about, you know, as you're talking about here, policy changes, you know, what I'll look for this year when we get the data is really, you know, the extent to which employees still feel that they have an opportunity to affect the outcomes of their agency. You know, that's one of the things that brings people to federal service. It's an opportunity for people to really make a difference on issues that they care a lot about, and something that, you know, many, if not most, federal employees are very passionate about. And so when you see changes in policies, you know, regardless of the agency, you do want to look at the extent to which federal employees feel that they still have the opportunity to make a difference.
And give us some of the timelines here. When does the survey get calculated? When will we start seeing some results?
Agencies usually get their results in the fall, and followed by the Best Places to Work in the federal government rankings, which come out typically at the beginning of December.
All right, so here we are now in the first few weeks of summer, so it's not that long till they find out.
Not that long till we find out, but I also would say that I wouldn't treat this as, you know, a lost opportunity right now, that even before we have those data, it's really a chance to use some of these questions, use these opportunities to really talk to folks. It's also a chance when folks are coming into their agencies to look at some of the critical questions on the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. There's a question 17, which asks, you know, I feel like I can report or disclose a violation if it happens at work. And we call it the whistleblower question. You know, when you come into an agency or if you're in a leadership position in an agency, making sure you have an environment of trust, making sure that people are going to be sharing things if something goes wrong is really crucial. And I would look at the numbers and look at the data to really understand where you're coming from.
So basically, don't wait around for numbers to fall in your lap, but get control of your management processes anytime is never too early.
That's exactly right.
Mallory Bark-Bowman is Director of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tom.
We'll post a link to this interview and when it comes out to that question guide at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.